Passage 71. 1. Who controlled the time limit of acceptance speech? An outspoken. 2. What did Glauber win last year? The prize. 3. What prize did the two researchers from Australia get? The prize. Ignoble prizes celebrate the unusual. Scientists who pioneer research into why woodpeckers do not get headaches and whether dung beetles, like their diet, have at last been recognized for their work. The Ig Nobel Prizes, intended as a tongue-in-cheek alternative to their official counterparts, were presented by genuine Nobel Prize winners in the U.S. The prizes are intended to celebrate the unusual, honor the imaginative, and spur people's interest in science, medicine, and technology, said Mark Abrams, editor of the science humor magazine Annals of Improbable Research, which sponsors the awards. The winners were given 1 minute to deliver their acceptance speech, with the time limit strictly policed by an outspoken 8-year-old girl. The evening, despite attempts to curb the tradition, involved members of the audience throwing paper airplanes at the stage, while a Harvard professor, Roy Glauber, dutifully swept up, as he has done for the last 10 years. Glauber insisted on retaining his sweeping duties for the 16th annual ceremony this year, despite becoming a Nobel Physics laureate last year. Three U.S. scientists, Lynn Halpern, Randolph Blake, and James Hillenbrand, were awarded the Acoustics Prize for conducting experiments to learn why people dislike the sound of fingernails scraping on a blackboard. The Maths Prize went to two researchers from Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Research Organization, who worked out how many photos you need to take to ensure that nobody in a group photo has their eyes closed. The Ig Nobel also prized physics, chemistry, and biology laureates.
Genuine. Spur. Sponsor. Outspoken. Curb. Dutifully. Laureate. Acoustics. Scrape. Commonwealth. Shall we enter for the contest?
We'd better not. We don't stand a chance.